Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Good Friday came from the Catholic Church. Jesus Christ was not crucified on a Friday. He was crucified on a Wednesday. Okay, I know it's Passion Week, Palm Sunday, all these things that are thrown at us. But listen, we get our doctrine in the Bible, not out of the Bible. Jesus said this. Can I take a little rabbit? Somebody here, they're members now, so I can say this. They said, preacher, once in a while you chase a rabbit. I said, I know, but I'll catch this one. I promise I'll catch this rabbit. Okay, I'll get back on track here. The Pharisee, Jesus, show us a sign. He said, you adulterous generation. Okay, you want a sign? I'll show you. I'll tell you a sign. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Now, this is what Jesus said. 3 days and three nights. So also must be the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. That's what Jesus said. I'm just quoting him. Now, if you can put Jesus in the tomb on Friday by 6 o'clock. He had to be in the ground by 6 o'clock, whatever day you want to argue, that evening, okay, because it's the next day. Anyway, if you have him in the tomb, you cannot have 3 days and three nights, no way, between Friday night and Sunday morning. It ain't happening, okay? Are you following? He died on a Wednesday. He's placed in the tomb by 6 o'clock Wednesday, which was Thursday. You following? Yeah. We think midnight is the change of the, but for the Jewish people, 6 p.m. is the new day for them. So he's in the tomb Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. Okay? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's in the tomb Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He's in the tomb Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He comes out of the tomb 6 o'clock Saturday evening, which is Sunday for the Jewish people, the first day of the week. Does it make sense to y'all? I wish I had it up on the thing. Anyway, so I say a lot of outside things that kind of affect our mentality, though. But Jesus is in the tomb 3 days and three nights, as he said. He rose again. Now, I'm not going to argue with anybody if you want to say that on a Thursday or Friday. Again, that's up to you. I'm just glad he rose again. That's the main thing, you know. But if you don't believe me, you've been wrong before. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so we see that he had to take on flesh. In verse number 17, wherefore all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brother, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor or become like a nursemaid to them that are tempted. Aren't you glad that Jesus knows all of our cares and burdens, because he's tempted in all points like we were. Okay, then we get to verse number one. Wherefore, based on what we just learned, holy brethren, by the way, I love that term, holy brethren. I know he's talking to the Jewish people, but at the same time, we ourselves be brethren. The word holy means we're separated unto God. Let me just add this one. I'll get back to my lesson, okay? Somebody had mentioned here, We use that term Christian a lot. Even I mention it a lot about everybody's a Christian. Everybody's a Christian. Somebody had a song out, Christians aren't born, they're made. I like that song. You're not born a Christian. You're born a saint. You know what a Christian is, literally. Yeah, don't get mad at me. It's just the truth. Now, you see the word Christian used in the New Testament. When it was used, it's always used as a derogatory term. Okay, the word Christian means Christ-like. All right, with that definition, somebody who's Christ-like, how many people do you know as a believer that are Christ-like. Let it sink in. Now, I'm not telling you don't use that term. Just understand what we're talking about. Everybody's not a Christian. Herman? Huh? Well, no, that's a whole other subject. I know what you're saying. They are safe. As babies are safe, but we still wouldn't call them Christians, okay? To be a Christian means you're Christ-like. In the New Testament, they're called saints. To the saints, which are at Corinth, to the saints at Philippi, to the saints. Now, there's good saints and there's bad saints. Are y'all with me? Still children of God, but we use that term very loosely and flippantly, that everybody's a Christian. And sometimes I'll say, you know, we as Christians, but just understand technically, how do you say that word? That word, okay? That there are very few Christians, very few people who are Christ-like. A lot of believers? Yes. Saints? Yes. Growing in Christ? Yes. But how many truly are Christ-like? Boy, that's where J. Vernon McGee would say, that's where the rubber meets the road. It's kind of like that word, boy, about being humble. When you think you're humble, you just lost it. Boy, I'm a Christian. Are y'all following? Did I lose any of y'all? Anybody going to get up and leave? Wait till I dismiss Sunday school before you leave. I just want you to understand. There is a huge difference, in being a believer in Christ, a saint, and being a Christian, Christ-like. I know this goes out on the radio, it goes out on the internet, and I'll probably get some flack from all this, but that's okay. I got big shoulders, and not only that, I got the Word of God to stand on. So anyway, the holy brethren, we're brethren separated unto God because of what Jesus Christ did for us. And it said, partakers of the heavenly calling. The word partakers means partners together. We're sharing together. And that heavenly calling, the word calling here is, it has a different connotation. The word calling here means, in this light, it means an invitation. Aren't you glad you accepted that invitation to come? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you. We are all partakers of that heavenly calling, that one day we're going to leave this earth and be with Him in heaven. We're partners in that. We're all on the same level on that because we are partakers of the heavenly calling. It comes from God Himself for us to live with Him. Isn't that an amazing thought? That God wants us to live with Him? And it's a heavenly calling. And then he goes on, then he uses this next word, to consider. Consider. The word consider means to give careful attention to, not just a glancing look, literally to stop, look, and listen. Many of us, when we do our Bible reading, very few of us consider. We just kind of read through, okay, we did our daily devotion and reading, and me included many times, but we don't stop to consider what we just read, what we just heard. And this is a strong word, to consider, to take it all in, these things. The apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. The word apostle, many of you know, it literally means sent from God. The word apostle is used many times in the New Testament. But I want you to note, this is the only time that it's ever used with an uppercase A. Every other time it's used, it's in lowercase A. And that refers to the apostles, the 12 apostles that, you know, John and Andrew, Peter, all those fellas who were the apostle Paul, okay? That would be in lowercase, but this apostle is in an uppercase. Now, if your Bible doesn't have an uppercase A in your Bible, throw it away and go get one and get you a good King James Bible that would have an uppercase A because it speaks about Him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.